Hello, Jenny here from Tarot Reading London with your August 2020 update. So each month I take a few cards to let us know what the energies will be around the month ahead. And the cards I've taken this month are quite interesting. The overarching energy we have throughout August is the Emperor. Now, the Emperor is all about rules and regulations and structure. And we've already seen a bit of this, haven't we, in what's happened up north with things being kind of, you know, re-established, rules being re-established, lockdown being re-established. And I think that's going to be something that we're all going to be quite aware of in the ether around us throughout the next month. There is the sort of the threat of the Emperor as a sort of umbrella all around us. There's this desire in the energetic field, isn't there, for expansion. We all want to go out, we all just want to live our lives, to go on holiday, to go further afield. We want to expand out from what has been quite a constrictive energy, and we're desperate, straining at the leash to make that happen. But the Emperor is really, really putting confines on that desire. So this month, I think there's going to be a real red light over how far we are able, are allowed, because it's the Emperor, to expand. As I said, the Emperor is very much about rules and regulations. He's the archetypal father figure. He's the CEO of, you know, of the board. So I guess the Prime Minister would be a good fit for that. So the Emperor can feel like he's, you know, telling us what to do. But the idea with the structure of the Emperor is that the structure brings order out of chaos. And that's what this is designed to do. So we're going to be very, very aware of that over the next month. Now, the next card I drew was advice about the overarching energy. And it's interesting because it kind of backs it up. We've got the King of Cups. So I think maybe there will be a point at which we get a bit sick of the Emperor energy. We feel a bit frustrated. It feels a bit too confining. Well, the King of Cups asks us to just be really responsible, really sensible. The King of Cups asks us to rein in our own emotional responses, to take responsibility for ourselves and our own emotional responses, and also those of everyone around us. So it's asking us to be quite understanding, quite empathic, and, you know, quite mature in our emotional responses, not to give in to our own desire to make ourselves feel better. The King of Cups has a bit of separation from his own emotions, so he's able to be quite objective as to how he's feeling, so he can have control over how he responds emotionally to what might feel from the Emperor as being a little bit, oh, really, do I have to? It's that kind of energy. So I also asked what would not serve us, what we should turn away from, and I got the Ten of Pentacles. So what it's saying is this next month is probably not the time to make any long-term plans. The Ten of Pentacles wants stability. It wants long-term planning, especially financial long-term planning. It wants to plan for the future. It wants to, you know, build for, it wants to build for our own security moving forward. That's not going to be useful in the month ahead. Things are just not stable enough at the moment. There's more work to do, and any long-term plans we make, we may end up having to remake, because there just isn't enough stability in the field at the moment to be able to do that. So that's interesting. So what is the overarching advice for the month of August? Well, not surprisingly, it's a play it safe card. We've got the Four of Pentacles, which again brings back the message, stabilization is all. Four in tarot is the first point of stabilization, and so it's asking us to stay there. It's asking us to stay in the safe zone, to stay at the point of maintaining the status quo, keeping things as they are, playing it safe, not going with that desire for expansion, but keeping everything more reductionist, really. The Four of Pentacles is sort of stay within your castle walls, so don't go too far afield. It's all about, if it was financial, it would be save money, play it safe, be prudent, hang on to what you've got. Yeah, in relationship and interpersonal territories, it's hang on to your own personal power, keep everything very much in-house, don't overshare. It's that, you know, keep everything safe type energy. So it's a very conservative month. It's asking us to be very, you know, to play it very, very safe, to think a bit smaller, to just keep everything on a level and not push it too much. So not a particularly exciting month, it has to be said, but it's good to be reminded of what's going to move us forward, because what we do now in bringing everything and keeping everything in this stabilization point will ultimately mean that we can move forward and stretch out a bit more, but unfortunately it would appear not yet. So I hope it's been interesting. I hope it's of some help and will give a little bit of guidance to any decision making moving forward over the next month. I will see you next month if I don't see you before for a reading. I look forward to seeing you in September. And maybe September will be a point at which we can start expanding that energy a little bit, but not yet, it would appear. So it's been lovely to talk to you. Again, my name's Jani from Tarot Reading London. I'm always here if you need a reading, just reach out to me. But for now, I'll say bye-bye and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.